Welcome back to the program. Always great to have so many of your calls and your texts coming through. So thanks to all of the people that have taken the time today to dial the number and have a chat or send through a text. Hopefully I've read a heap of texts out and upset a few people, no doubt, by not reading their texts. But we get so many coming through every day. So it's an absolute delight just to read the ones that even I can't get to read on air. Elijah Hollins has been good enough to join us, though, for a chat for a McCafe coffee catch-up. Win free McCafe coffee for a year on the My Macca's app. The NAB Rising Star for the round. It's been a tough road for Elijah, but it's been good enough to join us to chat about it. Welcome to you. Great to have you on the program, Elijah. Thanks for your time.
Thanks, Dwayne. Thanks for having me on for a chat, mate.
It must be a bit of a difficult one for you. You've had to sit back and develop yourself over the last couple of years, make your debut after the ACL injury. It's been a tough road for you, given you were a pick 7 in the draft and there was, you know, fairly high expectation on you when you were taken.
It's been a great journey, mate. It has had its troubles, but yeah, it's all been worth it, mate. Obviously, coming back from a knee and then fighting away with some form in the VFL this year, but it's all worth it now, mate.
So the ACL injury itself, did you always feel, even though you were going through it at the time, that you were going to be able to return from it? Because so many people have returned well. The Gold Coast obviously had faith that it was going to be something that was going to be behind you pretty quickly.
Yeah, obviously you do get a lot of confidence from seeing other people come back. When I was going through it, you don't have to look very far to see people make successful returns. I guess getting picked up from the Suns, and they just put a lot of confidence and faith in me straight away that it wasn't going to be an issue moving forward. So, yeah, that just gave me a lot of confidence to move forward and know that I can come back better post it.
You also had COVID to cope with during your rehab time as well. Was that making it more difficult?
In stages, mate. It just meant that I had to do everything locally. I was in country Victoria throughout the COVID year before I moved up to the coast. So I guess at the start of the year when I first did it, there was plans of maybe being able to obviously go down to Melbourne and get some treatment and some help that way. But it just meant I had to do everything locally. But I was still really well looked after. And the help that I got from home was really good and put me in a really good stead once I got to the footy club to have a really solid foundation that they could work with from there.
23 possessions, 9 marks, a couple of goals on the weekend. So finally, it all comes to fruition and it looks like the future's pretty bright.
It's nice to contribute, mate. I've always had confidence that I'd be able to perform, but it is nice to be able to realise that I can do it. I've had a lot of confidence from the boys, from my teammates out on the field. So, yeah, I guess it sort of starts with them and the fact that I'm able to contribute is nice.
And the confidence that the future with the Suns is bright. It must be a little bit disappointing to have your season over now. In essence, you can't play finals.
The future is really bright, mate. It is disappointing that we're not going to be able to play finals this year. Obviously, every year when you started out, that's the aim to play finals footy and win finals. Whilst it's disappointing that we're not going to be able to do that this year, we've got a really solid vision and it's one that we've got a major buy-in from the group. So the fact that we have that buy-in within the whole club is only going to make us move forward quicker. So we're really excited for what the future holds for us.
Finals next year, the expectation then, obviously?
Yeah, absolutely it is, mate. I guess if you're not going in to play finals every year, I think you got the wrong idea. We want to play finals whenever we can. So that's definitely the aim for us next year.
Isaac Rankin sticking around?
I hope so, mate. We love Ranks. We love everything that he brings to our footy club on and off the field. Obviously, he's got a decision to make and that's between him, the club, and his manager. We certainly are confident that he'll stay with us. We feel like he loves the club as well. He's always got a smile on his face walking around. So, yeah, we hope so.
You're hosting the Premiership favourites at Metricon this weekend.
Yeah, it'll be a great challenge. Geelong are obviously the premier side in the competition at the minute. And we're looking to bounce back after a tough loss on the weekend. So, yeah, whilst it's a good opposition, we know that if we bring our best footy every week, we can beat whoever we're playing. So we're looking forward to the challenge.
Are you a footy watcher? You grew up in a footy family. Your father obviously playing AFL for Richmond as well. Are you a footy watcher? Have you been watching the Cats every week?
I am a footy watcher. I can't say that I've watched Geelong every week. But yeah, I do enjoy watching my footy. I've seen little bits and pieces of it. Obviously, they've got a really experienced side. That's played a lot of footy and a lot of footy together. So yeah, they'll be a tough team to combat, but we're confident that if we bring our best, we'll be able to get the job done.
Is this the perfect test for you at this time, or you can't play finals, but at least to get yourself measured against the team that come the end of the year might actually be the premiership winner?
Yeah, I think so, mate. I think with us, we always want to be playing the best opposition that we can. So, we'll be able to really assess a good position of where we're going to be at with two rounds to go in the season. And yeah, Geelong are obviously a premier side, so we're looking forward to showing what we've got against them.
Yeah, I've got that game, so I'm looking forward to it as well. Elijah, congratulations again on your Rising Star nomination, and wait to see you in action this week and in the future.
Thank you, Dwayne. Appreciate it.
Elijah Holland's joining us for a McCafe coffee catch-up. Win free McCafe coffee for a year on the My Maccas app. Back to wrap up next.